The Book of Sirach, Chapter 29. He who lends to his neighbor shows kindness, and he who strengthened him with his hand keeps the commandments. Lend to your neighbor in time of his need, and repay your neighbor at the appointed time. Confirm your word and keep faith with him, and so will you always have what you need. Many have reckoned a loan as a windfall, and have brought trouble on those who helped them. Until he receives it, he kisses your hand and speaks humbly about his neighbor's money. But when payment is due, he prolongs the time and returns heavy words and complains of the shortness of the time. And if he is able to repay, with difficulty he will receive half and counts it as a windfall. And if not able to repay, he has deprived him of his money and has made him an enemy without cause. With cursings and railings he repays him, and instead of honor he repays him with insult. Many have turned away from lending because of wickedness. They feared to be defrauded for nothing. Nevertheless, with the lowly man be long-suffering, and do not let him wait for alms. Help the poor for the commandment's sake, and do not grieve for the loss. Lose money for a brother or a friend's sake, and do not let it rust under a stone or a wall. Lay up your treasure according to the commandments of the Most High, and it will profit you more than gold. Store up alms in your store chambers, and it will deliver you from all affliction. Better than a mighty shield and a heavy spear will this avail you against an enemy. A good man becomes surety for his neighbor, but he who has lost his sense of shame fails him. The kindness of a surety do not forget, for he has given his soul for you. A sinner destroys the estate of a surety, and he who is of an ungrateful mind fails him who delivered him. Suretyship has undone many who were prospering, and has tossed them about as a wave of the sea. Wealthy men it has driven from their homes, and they wandered among strange nations. The sinner who falls in his suretyship and tries to get out of it falls into judgments. Help your neighbor according to your power, and take heed to yourself that you do not fall. The chief requisites for life are water and bread and a garment and a house to cover nakedness. Better the life of a poor man under a shelter of logs than sumptuous food among strangers. Be content with little or much. It is an evil life going from house to house, for where one is a sojourner, one does not open the mouth. You are a stranger and drink contempt. Besides this, you will bear bitter things. Come here, sojourner, furnish the table, and if there is anything in your hand, feed me. Or, get out, sojourner, from the presence of honor. My brother has come as my guest. I need my house. These things are grievous to a man who has understanding, upbraiding concerning sojourning and the reproach of a money lender.